Reverend Edward Pinckney calling from Muskegon Prison, located only 90 miles from my home. I'm happy to be here today. Judges, prosecutors, and law enforcement are parasites. A worker is above all a producer. The judges, prosecutors, and law enforcement are parasites who live off what the workers produce. All the material wealth which is now in the possession of the capitalist class was produced by the workers. What have the criminal justice system contributed to the production of this unprecedented amount of wealth? The answer is nothing at all. In fact, their principal function is to guard the wealth for the capitalistic people, to protect their profits from the demands of the workers, the people, and everybody else. The very essence of the capitalist system is to use the criminal justice system to send the cops there to practice the most inhuman brutality against blacks, Puerto Ricans, Mexicans, and poor whites and all other minorities. The judges, prosecutors, and law enforcement are the most parasite social group in society. They are hired by the capitalistic class through their agent to keep the mass of the people oppressed in complete subjection to them. They utilize all the forces and violence at their disposal and witness the people rising up in rebellion against the unending, durable condition imposed by the master class. The struggle that has taken place in recent years in Benton Harbor in the state of Michigan is a case in point and one that holds a number of lessons for the American people. The fight in Benton Harbor is a war over whether the American people will have prosperity or democracy, or live in poverty under the heels of open corporate rule, who are trained in the spirit of war against the workers. Judges, prosecutors, and law enforcement are nothing but mercenaries, hired by the capitalistic class to oppress the working class. Do not ever forget, they are the most parasitic group, social group in society. When they do their work, if that's what you want to call them, as possibly can be called work, is directed against the people to oppress, to destroy, to imprison, or even to kill. The judges, prosecutors, law enforcement are intimidating corporations such as gambling, narcotics, and a thousand other shady business. That is what the criminal justice system really engaged in to keep the mass of the people and the oppressed in complete suggestion. They are utterly inseparable from crime and corruption. One could not exist without the other. Both are nourished and supported by the nature of the criminal justice system and the capitalist system itself. Every cent paid to the criminal justice system comes out of the hands of the people, the workers. Let the truth be told, it's time that the people take a stand. It's time that we come together, black, white, red, brown, and yellow, and everybody, all the minorities, and stand up against this corrupt system. It's time that we change the way we do business. It's time that we show them that we are here. We must confront this system, and we must do it together. Let's do it right now. Reverend Edward Pinckney calling from Muskegon Prison.
These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.